Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It seems like you're so far away.
I know. I'm like, Chet, no!
We've got Kayla in it. Okay, so this is weird. As the weirdness continues.
Yes.
With all of this, you know, what is it? Social distancing.
Social distancing.
Self-quarantining. And what is self-isolation.
Yes.
And all that. So now, okay, so we're back in the studio today. Yesterday, I don't know if you were listening, but we all did the show from our respective homes. Some good moments, some bad moments.
Sure.
I thought most of the difficulties that we encountered were self-inflicted by the host. honestly, we did okay.
We did really good. I was talking to the engineers yesterday. I was like, honestly, the only hiccups that we had were your Wi-Fi went out for 2 seconds, my Wi-Fi went out for 2 seconds, and I think besides that, it was perfectly okay.
I'm sorry we can't. Okay, Lil Jess can't see you.
So she's
pressed. Don't touch the window.
Don't touch the window.
Okay, what's weird is now Kayla seems way too far away.
And
you seem a little close.
I'm all up in your business, Chet.
Oh, yes, it really feels that way. I'm like, ew, too close.
Good thing we have this window.
Not that I don't love you, but it just, I don't know, it's uncomfortable somehow.
Do you know what? I get it finally. So if you've been listening to the show for a good chunk of time, you probably remember the name Lasso.
Sure.
Or Intern Sandwich. We had an intern a couple of years ago that this was the studio that I'm in was his studio.
Does it still smell like him?
It's a little bit. It's still got a little Lasso.
That's not him. Kidding. That's not him you're smelling in there.
So I get an idea of what it was like for him when he was having to talk to Davey the Show Killer, who used to work on the show, who used to sit in Jessica's studio.
Sure.
And so now it's really hard to see you and deal with things because you just look like a shadow over there.
Yeah.
I can't make it out.
The angles. Yeah, the angles are funky.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Well, Chet sees me perfectly clear.
I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. It's like, it's uncomfortable. I don't know why. I don't know how. I think it's because you're hunched over. You're like leaned over.
Yeah.
She's a... I'll just say it. Her face is lined up with a certain part of my body that this I don't like.
It's uncomfortable
like.
Now?
It's a little weird. There's literally, I don't believe you could fire a bullet through that glass. It's double, it's like double thick, super, you know,
yeah.
All of that. It's like, it's just weird.
It's just a little weird, yeah.
However, the report card that I got back, again, going back to yesterday. The report card that I got back was that we may have done the best of everybody.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay.
And quite honestly, I found that shocking. I was like, what was that?
That was me. There's stuff underneath the studio in here that I don't know whose stuff it is, and I keep kicking it. So.
Oh, well, fine.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know what? Sorry.
That's on them. I was like, wait, what just happened? No, but I guess we did okay. And I was like, oh my God, what were the other shows like? Because there were some times, I'm not lying, I walked out of my studio, as I make air quotes, my studio, and I walked out and I saw my wife and I went, I'm exhausted. it was stressful. on, sure. on my
It's
end.
A different
it
kind of directing,
yesterday.
Though. I get it. It's a different kind of directing. You're in there. And by the way, when you can't see someone's facial, it's very hard. Try to have a conversation. When you're on the phone, you know, when you step on other people, a lot of times when you're on the phone or there's a slight delay, it's like that. Except now you're trying to do a three-way call with people and trying to make it entertaining. Sometimes there's some hiccups. I thought you did an amazing job yesterday. I was thoroughly impressed.
Look how confident Kayla is in the other studio.
It's warm in here.
Seriously, look how she... This may be... I think this has brought us together.
By pushing us apart.
I do.
Sometimes distance is a little good.
Yeah. And maybe having to go through whatever this is that we're going through together, I think it might have brought us together a little bit.
And the studio is like 1,000 degrees, so it feels so nice in here. So I'm like, yeah.
You remember, do you know this story, Lil Jess, that when Kayla first came here, she had a ground floor apartment over at the... Do they still call it Wimbledon Square? Is that what it was?
It's
called
don't
something
know.
Else. It's over there behind Village Square, like Sahara and Fort Apache.
Okay.
Which, oddly enough, Spence, you know, who was on the show before, mm-hmm. Spence lived there. I lived there. I think Amy Sweet from back in the day, she might have lived there for a minute. It was almost like a weird rite of passage that if you were going to be on this show, you got to live there first.
Yeah.
But Kayla had an apartment, and that first summer that she lived here, she never turned on the AC.
Never.
Oh, wow.
Not one time. Didn't have to because the people above me ran their AC, and then I was between my apartment faced south, so I never got sunlight on either side.
During the summertime, too?
And it has everything to do with her apartment not having direct sunlight. It has nothing to do with the people upstairs running their AC. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. It's not like it's like sit on your refrigerator, see if you get cold. It doesn't happen. Yeah. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Do you get the idea that the world is kind of collectively over it right now?
Yeah.
Just like, like we've had enough.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this was interesting. It was different for a minute. Now we're bored.
Exactly.
I get that from a lot of people. You can just tell they're like, enough already.
Yeah.
Do you not like look at your timeline and just go every time?
I have reached the stage of where I'm like, I gotta let social media go for a while.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I've gotta put my phone down for a while. Because I don't know why I had this extra obsession with social media for a few days. And now I'm just like, no more.
Now you're exhausted.
That's a great word for it. Yesterday, I was just like, no more.
I just feel like every time I go on social media, there's Italy has more cases now than China and yada to yada. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God. It's good to be informed, but at the same time, I'm so sad when I read stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I know that I have to self-quarantine and that's all I can do with this case to like help.
Yep.
And so that's all I'm going to do. And the sad thing is that when you're at home, all you want to do is be on social media, and I'm tired of being on social media.
Yeah. And if you're honestly at this point, if you're not self-isolating, I mean, there's people who can go to work and stuff. For the record, we are all in different studios today.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Yesterday, we broadcast it from home just to see if we could do it. Because the bit is now that us, Mercedes, Dave Mahoney, everybody is individually in different studios. And then if one person gets sick in this building, they're shutting the whole thing down.
Yeah.
And that's why we did the dry run yesterday to see if we could do it from home. And from what I understand, the report card, we did good.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad.
We did good. Honestly, any problems that we had were pretty much self-inflicted by me. there was one break, and we have no way of knowing. Okay, here's the thing. Here, the monitors, when you turn a microphone on, all the speakers turn off. Mm-hmm. And you could just tell if you're on the air or not. I mean, if the mic was off, I wouldn't hear myself in my headphones.
Yeah.
The way it worked from home is it's all the same. It doesn't, you know, I mean, if your mic's not on or, you know, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was one break yesterday. I didn't turn our mics on. And it was like, oh, okay. I got a text from Jay Stu. He says, hello? Because there was nothing happening.
We had a really good conversation, though.
Yeah, I know.
The sad part was, I think that might have been our best break of the day. That might have been
it was all off air.
That might have been the best. The 7 o'clock top of the hour might have been the best break of the entire day, and the mics were not on.
Isn't that the truth? Oh my god!
Yeah, it's all good. Have you has there been anything that you went, okay, we're stuck in here together? Okay, Amy and I, it hasn't really changed a whole lot. There were a bunch of movies that we wanted to watch, and most of them have been something of a disappointment. But it's Stump. We learned that from Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com.
Yeah.
It's Stump Month.
Yes, it is.
So a lot of the movies we were trying to catch up on were like,
Yeah.
Okay. But other than that, we haven't really tried to do... I've had this wonderful fantasy about getting the taxes done. That still hasn't happened yet. I also, right before everything kind of got locked down a little bit,
yeah.
I went and got new furnace filters and 9-volt batteries because when we sprung forward,
yeah.
I didn't change the smoke detector batteries yet.
Oh, okay.
But I still haven't done that. I think it's because I know it's going to be easy, and then once it's done, and then it's like, no, what do I do?
I don't want to get up on the ladder to change them, so I get that.
Did you start anything, though, that you thought, well, this will be great for while we're quarantining, and it's just turned out to be like, this is why I never did this before?
But no, Buddy and I have been postponing a lot of stuff, which we made a list of things we were going to get done around the house, and one of which is we're going to paint our bed. And I got all the paint.
The bed itself?
The bed frame. We're going to paint it white because it's like a dark brown now. And I just don't like brown. I like clean, like white everything because all my furniture in our bedroom is white. So I want it to match that. And so that is the first thing on the list, and we keep putting it off.
As she pauses, waiting for some smart ass comment from me or little Jess.
It's like, oh, here it comes. No, and that's the first thing on the list. And then we want to redo the backyard, too.
But you haven't done any of that.
We haven't done any of it. No, we've watched Lucifer over and over
again.
Well,
I got to be honest. You've got time. you'll have time. Have you started? I figured, I realized, what did you say that you're down to yesterday? You had a competition at your house?
Oh, drawing competition.
They're scraping the bottom at little Jess's house already.
It's actually a pretty cool challenge. You pick a picture that you guys want, a cartoon that you want to draw.
Sure.
And then you get 10 minutes to draw it. And then after that, you get 5 minutes to draw it. And then after that, you draw it for 1 minute.
It's the live commercial challenge.
There you go.
It's the live commercial challenge, except with drawing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I have an abundance of friends that went, hey, we'll kill some time. We'll do puzzles. And then they go, oh, yeah, this is why we didn't do puzzles before. Because puzzles suck. So they're sitting there and the puzzles are just like not even a quarter of the way done. They're like, this is awful.
This is terrible.
This is just awful. So we are in the studio. We do have, and we've got the Enrique Iglesias, and Ricky Martin in September, when hopefully we'll all get to go out again and be in the same room together. And dance and party and do things like that.
Okay.
We have those tickets. We will give them to you coming up.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
At 702-364-9898. Yes, we are here and we have phones and they're operational. We can make them work. It's good. We're back in the studio. Although we're in three separate studios, which I just think is fun.
It's weird to me, but it's just going to take some getting used to. That's all.
Here's what's fun about Kayla in that little studio over there. Though she just realized about a half an hour ago, she has all of the tools at her fingertips. Because usually when she's in the main studio here,
yeah,
she's sitting on the other side of the console and she has her laptop.
Yes.
And that's that. Now, she literally can do any... I'm going to be honest with you. There's DJ turntables in there if she was so inclined. That's generally where DJ Kid Keone and CO1 and those guys, she's in the DJ Wiki Wiki studio.
Yes.
But she realized she's got full... There's stuff that she does during the show.
Yeah.
Like for the podcast and whatnot. Yep. She didn't even have to get out of the chair.
Although it's all right here.
That chair's a little low, though. You can take one of them from in here.
It's actually quite comfortable. I'm good. Unless you want me to sit up. In which case, that's fine.
No, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's it. So 702-364-9898. We've all seen this online.
Yes.
But I want to do this on the radio right now. Because everybody's working from home in some capacity or another. Tell us something that somebody in your house is doing, but you have to call them your coworker.
I love it.
For example, this morning, my coworker peed on the floor. I was trying
Amy, gosh, your
I
wife.
Was trying to take, I was trying to take my coworker out, but he's getting old, and he just couldn't wait until he got outside,
aww,
and he peed on the floor.
Too funny.
It's just because, yeah.
That's very funny. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yesterday, Lil Jess and her coworkers had a drawing contest.
Morale. We got to keep morale up.
Weirdly enough, my coworker likes to lay in my lap all day. It's the strangest thing.
Your coworker kept falling asleep while you were in the middle of the show yesterday.
My coworker is eating up all the food in the staff break room.
That son of a... You have to take him to HR on that one.
Traffic.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
That, I think, is going to be part of the new normal, too. Interactive shows.
Interactive.
I think are going to be funky. You know what I mean? Just because we are, but everybody's got so many different things going on. So just know, Aileen, we appreciate you calling in. Take something that somebody's been doing at your house, but replace it with my coworkers, because everybody's working from home right now. So what did your coworkers do?
I slept with my coworker.
That's great.
And have been for years. My coworker made a lovely ham and cheese quiche yesterday.
Oh, that's very good.
It was very fluffy. I'm like, we're having quiche. She's like, don't deny. You like quiche. I do. It's really good. Kelly, tell us about your coworkers.
My coworkers are still sleeping. Yesterday, they fought over a remote.
Yesterday, they did. They did what?
They were fighting over the remote.
Oh, classic coworker behavior.
That's awesome.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is it weird to anybody else that my dry cleaner's still open?
That is a little weird.
They are an essential business because they handle a lot of police and fire department uniforms.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they have somehow they're staying, you know, and I just thought it was odd.
What I find odd is if you're not going to work, the customer dropping it off. Like, if you don't need that suit, that's the part that I find odd.
Yeah, but then how do you discriminate other than, well, we only accept official clothing.
Yeah, and they, you know what, and they still want to make money too.
Yeah.
I just think you got to stay away from, I went in to pick up the other day and I was like, all right, you put the stuff up there, I'll grab that. And then the big issue, well, it wasn't an issue, but I really like Susan at my dry cleaner.
Sure.
We become buddies. And I was like, I don't want you touching my credit card. Not because I'm worried about you. I'm worried about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so here, just let me slide it in.
Hey.
Hello. What? No, but I said, just let me do it. And she was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then she was like, well, then you just punch in the buttons. I go, no, that defeats the purpose. Now you have to, you punch in the buttons.
Yeah.
I'll handle the card.
Yeah.
You handle the machine. But it was just an interesting thing. And then I had to sign the receipt. And I was like, should I go out to the car and get my own pen?
Yeah. Where does the line get drawn? You're totally right. I get why people walk around with gloves on now.
Yeah.
Because you can't help it. You have little things like that where you have to go in and stuff like that.
I want a box of gloves. I want a box of black gloves.
I looked for some yesterday. I had to run to the store real quick to get one thing for a friend of mine, and it actually wasn't bad. There was just nothing on the shelves still, unfortunately. Not cleaning supplies like that.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing. I even went to like the paint department and stuff like that to like, maybe it's an automotive. Like, they had nothing. Not even like regular kitchen gloves.
What store were you at?
Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Automotive.
And see,
I was like, automotive and paint supplies? What store is that? Oh, and then I realized, oh, she's not getting butter.
Yeah.
I really lucked out because when I had gone through chemotherapy, those face masks and gloves and all that, I've had that stocked up since like 20 years ago.
When'd you go through chemo? What?
20 years ago.
How much she had leukemia? She sold us
I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Man, the things I'm learning during coronavirus. The things I am learning. Oh, speaking of which, hey, Ron. Ron, turn your radio down, brother. Oh, damn it, Ron. We're not going to get to talk to you today. You don't know how it all works, Ron. Well, that just took the air out of that balloon, didn't it? I'm just going to push this button.
Dang
right
it,
over
Ron.
Ron, you ruined the whole show.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
So I thought this whole toilet paper thing, you know, that where there's not a square to be spared anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like literally, I'm not kidding you. There was a group of people on Facebook the other night. I want to say it was like Monday or Tuesday. That were like, the Costco at Decatur and 215 or wherever it was. they've got toilet paper.
Yeah.
Run, everybody, run. I was like, really? Like, honestly, this is what we're doing? And who doesn't, like at this point, who doesn't have enough?
I agree. I saw this crazy post from a store the other day where someone was rolling out one of those big giant packs where they had the 24 packs or whatever, and people started mauling the guy that was rolling it out onto the floor. He's like, I got it to the produce section, and it stopped right there. Like, because everyone was just grabbing it off of the truck.
Breaking news. Hang on. I just said, who doesn't have enough now? And Lil Jess rolled her eyes like, you good?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was worried for a second because Lil Jess was the last holdout. She was like, I'm not going to those stores. I'm not gonna go be involved in this stupidity. Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out eventually. But you were holding out for a while.
Yeah. Well, I also had toilet paper already stocked up because I'm a member of one of those warehouses. So
Hell yeah,
I already had stuff stocked up. And as soon as I started seeing all that, I was like, I don't want to be involved because it sounds like a bad thing.
No, and my wife was like, no, you don't understand. January of every year, Target has one hell of a sale. Yeah, we're like, you buy $75 worth, you get $20 back.
That's awesome.
Or whatever. Okay. And so, yeah, so we're always stocked up.
That's good to know. So in case I need toilet paper when it comes around to it, I'm coming to your house.
Lest you get any ideas. She was also cleaning the guns yesterday. So I'm just saying, I don't know. I was like, wow. Who knew we had all this?
Right.
That woman has secrets, and I'm going to find them out.
Makes you happy in the morning.
And the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Oh, my nose itches, and I don't know what to do.
You see,
I went right hand? No. Left hand? No.
No.
Sleeve is okay, right?
Sleeve is fine.
You scratch your face with your sleeve?
Yeah, so I put my hand in the actual sleeve piece at the end and then scratch my nose.
Sure. You scratch your face with your sleeve, right?
As long as you weren't doing, like, pushing other things open with your sleeve.
Oh, my God.
Because you guys were mentioning the lower part of your sleeve the other day, and I was like, I've been grabbing stuff with the lower part of my sleeve, so I would not do that.
So scratch with your left sleeve and then use your right sleeve for all of the things that you open, like the doors with or whatever.
Yep.
That's a lot to keep track of.
Listen.
That's a lot.
It's confusing
I know.
Times.
You want to stay safe or don't you?
Exactly.
That's right. You'll keep track of it. No, there were a couple of things. That I thought the whole toilet paper thing was an American thing. I thought it was just us because that's kind of what we do.
Sure.
that's kind of how we are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in Australia, I was like, well, Australia's kind of like us. So, you know, that makes sense that Australia would do the same thing.
Sure.
Probably Canada, maybe England, that kind of thing. Well, no, it is worldwide. The Prime Minister in the Netherlands has offered reassurances amid the global coronavirus outbreak, telling citizens yesterday there is no shortage of toilet paper in the Netherlands. He says apparently he was going through a store. He was visiting a supermarket to show support for the workers there.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I do have enough. And yes, they have it on shelves again in the Netherlands. I love this. Everybody gets mad because our president says stuff. This guy, there's enough in the whole country for the coming 10 years. We can all poop for 10 years. And then you were talking about how they, you know, they can't even get it to the shelves.
They can't at all. They can't get it past the produce section. It's insane to me.
I blew it. This joke started going around a couple of days ago, and I had it going around in the back of my head. And now I've seen it online so many times that you've heard the thing. That's it. I finally lost it. I was in the store the other day. I saw a guy whose cart was full to the brim. Hand sanitizers, baby wipes, soaps, toilet paper, everything that people need. So I went up and I called him a selfish a-hole and gave him the whole thing about the elderly and moms and people who need those types of things. Then I told him he should be ashamed of himself for being so selfish. And he said, sir, if you're done, I really need to get back to stocking these shelves.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Man,
thank God for you P1s.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
10, count them, 10 good feeling stories coming out of coronavirus. Because everybody's trying to do good. Like, if you need help, just ask. A new survey asks 6,000 Americans if they would be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or a friend. You did it yesterday.
I did it yesterday. My friend needed butter, and so I went to the store and got him butter, and then I dropped it off yesterday.
Well, I thought you had extra butter.
Oh, well, we got butter, and then so we got a bunch of butter and then dropped it off yesterday.
Yeah. Girl likes to bake. She got butter on hand. It's all right. 6,000 Americans, they asked if they'd be willing to do that for a neighbor or somebody else who's high risk and can't go out. 86% said yes. I will tell you this. I reposted a while ago. I shared on Facebook a thing about, hey, if you need help, you know what I mean? Like if with the schools closing and stuff, and they've taken, CCSD is taking care of that. And a lot of communities have taken care of it for your kids to, you know, to get food and all that. But I shared a thing that said, look, if you need help, I'll help you.
It's amazing.
I had 10 times, literally 10 times more people that said, hey, don't shoulder the load yourself. If you get a bunch of these, let me help you.
That's amazing.
Does that make sense?
That's great.
Like they said, don't, if you get a bunch of people asking you for help, don't you do it alone.
Let us help you help them.
Let us help you help them.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was blown away. In fact, well, I might put out a P1 APB on some formula. I got to see if we can get it on Amazon.
You know, it doesn't shock me, though, with that because of how Nevada is and how this community is in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and our toy drive community sticks together a little bit.
Yeah.
In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on that big, you know, the Christ the Redeemer statue? That big statue?
Yes.
Above the, yeah. They've been using a huge projector on it. So it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There's a guy in Australia whose dad passed away a while back. For decades, he liked to hoard toilet paper. It was just his thing. So now that the guy's passed away, his son's giving it all away. He says he would have wanted me to give the toilet paper out to people in need, obviously. In a related story, you'll find also a bunch of these small business shout out. Everybody's doing it. And by the way, the funny thing about small business shout out, did you guys notice this too? We have been contacted about shouting out small businesses in every other way except for the way that we asked you to tell us.
Yes. It's so funny. Use the hashtag KLUC Small Biz, but instead everyone just sent emails and stuff.
KLUC Small Biz, we got two of those.
Uh-huh.
Everything else has been email and text and, you know, DM. All that. So anyway, a lot of these restaurants that are doing takeout are also including a roll of toilet paper because they were stocked up because they expected you to be in their restaurant.
Yeah.
So a lot of restaurants, because they think they're all doing the same thing because they think they're smart, and they are, because they've got all this extra, and they're like, yeah, if you buy $20 worth of food, we'll throw in a roll of toilet paper.
Smart. How funny.
Why not? A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World. So she used Disney books and props, and she's got like a pop-up book with Cinderella's castle and everything to do her own Festival of Fantasy, complete with pyrotechnics.
Too cute.
It's on social media if you want to go look for it. Three little old ladies, when this whole thing looked like it was going down, they decided to ride out the whole, they knew a quarantine-ish thing was coming. You know, it's kind of like now. Nobody's forcing you to, but you should.
Yes, absolutely.
So they realized this thing was coming, and they decided to ride it out together in one of their apartments. People are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did an interview, so it's on Skype, so the audio's not great, but it's good enough. You'll see they're fantastic.
We're in Carol's at the moment.
They're in Carol's apartment at the moment.
Okay.
Dottie's got a lovely long back garden, which would be great for exercising.
Yeah. Really.
Then to the other, we've done.
Mine has as well.
Oh, yours, you have.
Mine has.
Yeah, between the accents and the Skype, I have no idea.
Dottie's got the workout equipment.
Oh, yeah, Dottie, because they've got a garden.
Yes.
Sure.
Jane, I've got no garden, but I've got Netflix, so we could watch The Crown. I think I'm the winner.
I love it.
We'll have a supply of wine and
cheers.
Netflix so they can watch The Crown.
Oh, my God. That is great. If I get self-quarantined ever again in my life, I'm doing it with my three best friends, and we're just going to talk like that all the time.
Buddy, the boyfriend is out?
Oh, yeah. No. Buddy's out.
Kicking him out?
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's... I mean, maybe we'll couple up with another couple or something like that, but I'm gonna need a wine night with my girls.
That sounds freaky. At some point, that goes sideways. That really does. That goes bad at some point.
Definitely test a relationship.
And finally, a woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day. Obviously, nobody can be around her, so her entire family showed up and stood outside the window and did this.
Happy birthday, dear Lily. Happy birthday to you.
And by the way, I'm not crying, you're crying. And Grandma, who never cries.
She doesn't usually cry, but she did. So she's just thrilled to see everybody, and she's lived a good, long life.
Happy birthday, Graham.
Happy birthday, Graham.
Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Actually, good feeling stories of the day, all 10 of them.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I think a 177-second survey might be in order coming up next. Did we do that yesterday? I know we talked about it.
We started to, and then that's when your Wi-Fi went out.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
And then I was taking too long because I didn't have the timer. So I kept talking and talking, and you were like, it's 177. I was like, that's right. The timer's not there.
Yeah, that's right. You started going on a rant. I remember.
So funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Why are you eating all the coronavirus snacks?
Yeah.
You know?
Good times.
That's so funny. That's so great. Oh, man. Well, so I got to ask you a question. I'm getting, because I mentioned the kids playing basketball in the park the other day.
Yeah.
So people are like, you should have called him out. You should be calling him out. Hey, how about the, oh God, I can tell by Kayla's face right now. She's not in favor of this.
No.
There are a number of people that think that there should be a calling out process. In fact, they even asked, they said, you should have called the cops. Well, this isn't martial law.
Yeah.
There's no penalty. You know, we're just hoping that we all work together on this self-isolating social distancing thing.
Exactly.
That we're all going to work together to flatten the curve. So, you know, to stop this thing from spreading. And if we suck it up now, then maybe we'll get to have a nice summer. You know?
You know what's
or fall.
So if it was, here's the thing. If I was playing basketball out there and you came up to me and were like, don't play basketball because we're trying to flatten and you go on this rant, I'd be
kids.
Like,
you kids, get off my lawn!
Exactly.
Damn it, you kids! When I was your age, I drank from the hose! That's why I'm not getting coronavirus!
So I would be like, this guy, I wouldn't want to listen to a word you said. Now, if you were the governor, if you were Steve Sislak and you came up and you were like, you guys need to go inside, I'd take it a little more seriously, but that's just because he's in that position.
By the way, out of those 25 kids, it seemed like a million kids were playing basketball. No, but out of those kids, two of them would know who the governor was.
Exactly.
You know, that's the... Okay, so we're not in for social shaming?
No, don't social
Definitely
shame.
Definitely not. That is the wrong move right now.
Me too. I'm asking because I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a good choice.
I asked these questions. They were like, you should call people out on the radio that it's like, Karen, calm down. But that, you know, people, there's a restaurant in not too far from my house that it's like a speakeasy. They're letting you in. They're letting you sit down at a table.
What?
And people are doing it. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. No, I got shamed yesterday because I went on a walk and posted it. I was like, we're allowed to go on walks.
No,
just don't walk near people.
Who told you you can't walk?
Somebody on social media hit me up in my Instagram post and was like, yeah, like you could still get outside and go for a walk. Just don't walk near people. You know,
yeah,
you don't walk with people.
Your brunch club can't get together and go for a walk together.
Yeah, that's not how it goes. So, and then I was trying to explain that, and then this woman was not having it, and she's like, well, this is how it's going to spread. I'm like, I'm not touching anything.
Yeah, you're not near anybody.
I'm just taking my dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Like, and dropping butter off. Dang it. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
No, you're completely good. I offered, my wife made banana bread yesterday, and one of our very good, our buddy J-Love, yes, I have a friend named Jay Love.
Love it.
Actually, a friend to all.
Yes.
He's a friend to all. Loves my wife's banana bread. And I said maybe because he called me yesterday. Hey, bro, just wanted to say I miss you. I just, you know.
And Amy's banana bread.
Yeah, I haven't seen you around. You know, obviously, we don't get to hang out. I just want to let you know I miss you, bro. I was like, I miss you too. And so I thought, should I go and drop off banana bread on his doorstep? And my wife said, no, don't do it because you don't want stuff that other people have made.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
But then I said, well, but if you're getting takeout, isn't that what other people have made? And it's like, well, you have a reasonable expectation that their kitchen is clean. And I said, well, doesn't he have a reasonable expectation that our kitchen is clean? I mean, you taught the damn class at UNLV.
She said,
just don't do it. And I was like, and you know what I always say to my wife?
What?
Okay.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
There were a couple of other good feeling stories that deserve to be out there. Did you know in one day yesterday, 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York, where they're starting to notice, you know, obviously it's New York, so there's a lot of people. They're starting to notice the big, you know, the big uptick in coronavirus cases. Also because there's more testing.
Yes.
So you're seeing that more people have it. 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York came out of retirement or private practice to go work in hospitals.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Amazing.
That's how it should be, right? Also, there's another company called Young Investment. They own a bunch of buildings in Arkansas that have restaurants in them. They told the restaurants, we're not charging you rent. Use that money to pay your staff.
Fantastic.
Stay strong. We'll get through this together.
I love that. I love seeing those stories. And I realized we talked about this yesterday. Not everyone has the ability to do that. People that rent out properties. But if you can and you do that, you are an amazing person if you can afford it.
For the businesses especially.
Yes.
I think, I think that's really good. How about a 177-second survey? It starts right now. Really loud survey. Kayla Jo Walker, the top perk, and this was from 10 days ago. They asked women the top perk they wanted from work is to work from home. Is that still really something that you want? Given what we've learned over the last, you know, few days.
I like working on things from home, but no, I do not want to be isolated to my house to only work from there.
Little Jess, I bet you kind of liked that yesterday. You want to work from home?
I'm all in. Sign me up.
Jess would never leave the bed. I love that.
I could do it. I could do it, I think. The average woman gets mansplained 6 times a week. Kayla, mansplaining is when... No,
it's like you.
The average woman gets mansplained 6 times a week. Do you think that number is too high, too low, or just right?
I'd say that's a little high for me. I get mansplained, but maybe I'd say an average of 2 times a week.
Little Jess, the average woman gets mansplained 6 times a week?
I actually didn't even know what that was till somebody pointed it out to me. And then I was like, oh, I still don't keep track of it.
But if you had to guess, is that number too high or is that number too low?
Too low? I mean, too high, I guess.
Okay. Well,
do you feel like you see it a lot, though, Trent, or no?
It's funny you should ask, because I went, not the women that are around me. No way, dude. No way, because between you two and my wife? Mansplain.
Death stare.
Yeah, mansplain at your own peril. if you want to go in there and go, sweetie, let me explain to you. From any one of you, you three?
Disown you. I disown you. I'd be like, no, that's not happening.
So because we all miss hockey right now, let me use a hockey term. You'll be spitting chiclets. Because that's, yeah. The American dream, obviously we've been going through some rough times in America, but they ask people what elements make up the American dream today. Is owning your own home still part of the American dream, Kayla?
I'd say yes.
Yes.
Is owning a car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Is having a family still part of the American dream?
No. At least not for me.
I didn't think you'd say that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know that it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Starting your own business still part of the American dream?
Nah, not mine.
No? Yes.
Yeah, we still have that. We still have that. Still. It's like... Probably better get on that. Paying off student loans, is that part of the American dream?
Oh, yes.
No.
Trying to get someone else to pay off your student loans. Providing high-quality education to your children one day, like sending them off to college, is that part of the American dream?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we're out of time. Do we want to finish this?
Let's
living in the suburbs?
No.
Yes.
Getting a good job?
Yes.
No.
Being out of credit card debt?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And realizing your potential?
I think I do that already, so yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. That's your 177-second survey.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of the weekend, we watched that Adam Sandler movie last night, Uncut Gems.
Uh-huh. Oh, how did you like it?
The movie's a mess. The movie is a big
really?
The movie is a big hot mess, and but I really enjoyed it because. But then again, you also know my bar for movies is way low.
Did things explode?
Does it have Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Or you know, Paul Giamatti. There's an actor that if you Google a guy named Paul Giamatti, if the movie's got Paul Giamatti in it, it's a good movie. That's my thing. That's my bar.
Okay.
But it's probably going to be good. I love Paul Giamatti. He's probably my favorite actor.
And Paul Giamatti is in this.
No, not at all. But I also support Adam Sandler because he supports us.
I do love Adam Sandler.
He's given $20,000 to Toy Drive. And so I'm down with, my wife's like, this movie's terrible. She hated it because it's stressful. Mm. And Adam Sandler, she goes, Adam, all Adam Sandler does is yell. And by the way, she's right. I enjoyed it just because I wanted to see how it was going to turn out.
Okay. It won a lot of Razzies, so I don't know if I'm in on this at all.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to believe the movie's kind of crap. But again, my bar is somewhat low. But The Weeknd is in it.
Oh, that, really?
That dirty dog. He's a dirty dog in this movie.
Interesting.
He doesn't mean to be. And it's, you know, and I'll just say this. The Weeknd's it's just a tiger being a tiger. I can't help The Weeknd. He can't help himself.
Okay.
It just is.
You're not selling me on this movie, by the way. So.
Why? Because The Weeknd's being a dog?
Yeah. Regardless of how sexy he is.
Just a tiger being a tiger.
I got you. I got you.
He can't help himself. Uh-huh. He can't help when he's around a hot woman.
Okay.
I've said too much. I've given away too much.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I feel about it. Our buddy Trinity called to say hi. The reigning, are you not still the reigning Miss Nevada for America?
I sure am.
That damn
Woo!
Right.
Yeah.
So they take that crown and sash off of her, which who knows when that's going to happen now. Hmm. You may get to keep it for 2 years.
Wouldn't that be nice?
What are you up to? It sounds like you're out. What are you doing?
I am. I'm headed to work. I am blessed to still have both of my jobs. I've got my dog in the car and headed to work.
You are awesome. Essential.
I'm gonna make shirts. I really want to make shirts to say I am essential because I do feel like that's such a great way to compliment someone. You're like walking down the street, even if someone is like out of work for a month, look at them and go, you are essential.
Chet Buchanan Show logo on the front.
Okay.
On the back, I was essential before coronavirus.
I like it.
Is there Trinity? Is there something that you're doing more of now that you weren't doing before all of this, you know, self-isolation and all that?
I'm actually working out more, oddly enough. I did have a gym membership, but now that I'm home just a tad more, and I'm eating more. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. I'm eating like 10 times more because there's nothing else to do.
I'm with you.
That's the reason we're going on so many walks in my house, is because if I stay at home, I'm just going to eat.
Yeah.
And like, we've ate through all the junk food already. And I'm like, well, we got to go get more junk food now. No.
I don't want to go to a store unless I absolutely have to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I really don't. If for no other reason, I don't want to put any more stress on those poor people. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
God,
people
bless
are
them.
Working there.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Being able to handle that. I know everyone's hiring and stuff like that. A lot of the grocery stores are hiring right now, but God bless anyone that can do that right now.
Trin, we love you. Long time. Kayla is Googling your hotness right now. and we'll see you soon.
Well, I just wanted to call and say good morning and for you guys to have a great day. I listen to you every morning and I'm like, oh, I know Chet. And they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, no, really, I do.
Oh, no, you do. No. And you know what's funny? I say, I know Trinity. And people go, no, you don't. They're like, if you've seen Trinity, you don't know her. And I'm like, no, really, I do.
Funny.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. The other funny thing, everybody talks about the grocery stores and the toilet paper and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The weed stores are just getting... I was just going to say they're just getting smoked, and that's not at all what I meant. The weed stores, weed sales have jumped, and strangely enough, online dating has spiked. Nobody's getting together, but what do you do when you're bored? I learned this from my buddy who's recently single. What do you do when you're bored? You go on to see who wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
And online dating has gone through the roof, not because people are hooking up, but because people just want to see if they're still sexy. That's just funny. The weed stores, I guess, are going nuts because people are worried that they're going to shut them down.
Oh, really?
So they're, stocking up.
Yeah, it was packed in there a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago.
They are essential.
Yeah, I don't even indulge, and I can even tell you that.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, it's the Chet Buchanan Show. Instant contest. I was just reading this thing about so many people are having to do like conference call stuff for work.
Yeah.
Telecommuting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That now everybody gets to see the inside of your house. Are you ready? and it was tips and tricks about what your house should look like so that people don't go, you know, when this whole thing is over, you get back in the office and they go, man, but did you see the inside of their house? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they're our kind of people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So then through that, they had a thing. They had a thing that was conference call bingo. You know, you mark off a square for every,
okay.
You know, when somebody goes, hey, who just connected? You know, or whatever. And I went, oh, there's got to be something we can do with that. How about we do Chet Buchanan Show, coronavirus self-isolation scavenger hunt.
Okay. Okay.
Here's how it's going to work. We are going to play, Roxanne by Arizona Zervis. So that's only like 2.5 minutes. It's quick. I need you to think of an item that you want somebody to post. So you'll have to do three pictures. Okay. This is how it's going to work. You have to do three pictures and you're going to have to hold up a sign that says Chet Buchanan Show with each of the items.
Okay.
Which we will provide to you in a moment. Okay? And whichever one is first, you win Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin tickets.
Oh, this is fun. Okay. And they have to tag us where?
And then you got to post it, at 985 KLUC. I got you.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Chet Buchanan Show instant contest. It's the self-isolation scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. You have to take a picture of each of these three items, okay? Put them together.
Okay.
Right? Put them together and, you know, lay out or whatever. and post them. Or you could just do it on Instagram. Instagram's got the tool.
Okay.
So you need each of these three items. Also in the picture has to have something that's with Chet Buchanan Show written on it.
Okay.
Right?
Within the photo, you have to have the Chet Buchanan Show on a piece of paper written on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
On Instagram. Slow down. And then it's on Instagram. And you tag 95KLUC.
In the feed, right? Not in your stories.
Yeah,
in
feed,
the feed.
Not stories. Not,
feed,
yeah, feed.
Okay.
Feed. Anything else? Did we miss anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Kayla Jo Walker. Ooh, wait. This needs dramatic music. Kayla Jo Walker. Item number one.
My item is anything with Frozen on it. So Frozen the movie. Anything that has that kid's toy, sleeping bag, whatever, Frozen.
Well, I swear to God, you go to your freezer and grab some meat, I will allow it.
Yeah.
So anything that is Frozen or has Frozen on it?
Yes. Your kid's got Frozen something, man.
Okay, that's item number one.
Okay.
Lil Jess, item number two.
Mascara.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, okay, now you just eliminated, well, no, dudes can go steal some.
Exactly.
I was like, wait a minute, you've eliminated men. Not all men.
Well, not all women have children.
Some men. You've eliminated some men. Yeah, but you know what? All right, well, this might put your kleptomaniac skills to use.
Chet Buchanan.
Wait.
Sorry.
Hold on. Wait, okay. Now go.
Chet Buchanan, item number three.
Oh, I want to see your toilet paper stash.
Yes!
I want to see your toilet paper stash. How much you got? Go ahead. You can brag. It's okay. So item number one.
Anything Frozen from the movie or in your freezer. It doesn't matter, I guess.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. Item number two.
Mascara.
All right, then. And item number three, I want to see your toilet paper stash.
Okay.
Tag 985KLUC, put it on Instagram, and you have to hold up a sign that says Chet Buchanan Show with each item in each picture.
Yes.
Okay? Three pictures, three items.
In your feed.
In your feed.
In your feed.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5KLUC.
See, get it? Everybody's working from home. See, get it? See what the music is here? People working from home and whatnot. That's why we did the instant contest. The self-isolation scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Item number one was?
Anything Frozen. So either Frozen from your freezer or Frozen the movie.
Item number two was?
Mascara.
And item number three was we wanted to see your toilet paper stash. No matter where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now controversy reigns. We went from thinking we had no entries to having like a bajillion entries. And, okay, so your case for Kim winning was what?
Kim posted, but she is a private account, so she messaged one of the existing photos and said, I posted, go look, but we couldn't see it, so I hit a friend request in.
Your case for Chloe winning.
My case is for both of them winning.
Well, you don't get to make a case for both of them winning. Just answer, please.
I'll take Chloe.
I'd like to treat the witness as hostile. Please answer the question, ma'am.
I'll take Chloe.
What's your case for Chloe winning?
Is that we were able to see it first.
Right. Yeah. So here's the beauty is that my case is for both of them to win. So that because you know why? Because we have enough tickets. Like, you know, this doesn't have to be that tough. It's all right. So, yeah, no. And by the way, Chloe, I feel terrible. Chloe called in the other day, and it was what day was your birthday?
Monday.
On Monday. And she called in, and it was adorable, and it was the end of the show, so we were kind of trying to hustle out the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we were up against a break and all that kind of stuff. And she said, can I get a birthday song? And I, in my head, I thought she wanted, you know, like, make a request.
Like,
will you play Post Malone or, you know, or whatever. I thought that's what you were doing when you said birthday song. And I didn't realize till later that what you really wanted was 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was a birthday so we can party too. Hey.
Oh, you guys are the best.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
So, yeah. So we kind of hosed you out of all that. So as a way of making it up to you, especially for you, Chloe. So you both win. You and Kim both win the tickets for Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin, assuming they let us out of our houses by September.
Mm-hmm.
And just, we have a little bonus for you. Do you know what it is?
Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Oh, Kayla has a joke.
You know what? We can do shirts if you want. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota. But we're not allowed to let you into our building. So I don't know how we're going to do this whole shirt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. If you want, let us know when you're driving by, and I will throw it into your car window.
Okay, I'll just pick it up right now.
Let me go see if the box is still where I think it is. You've got yourself a deal.
She's like a double extra small, like an extra extra
yeah.
small.
What size is Spartan fit?
Medium.
Okay, and you are right. Kayla has a joke.
Why was the girl super frustrated when she couldn't find Gone in 60 Seconds on Netflix?
Wait, what?
Why was the girl super frustrated when she couldn't find Gone in 60 Seconds on Netflix?
Chloe, do you know?
No. What is it?
Why was the girl super frustrated when she couldn't find Gone in 60 Seconds on Netflix?
It was there a minute ago.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
yeah. KLQC. I gotta tell the truth.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You see the thing that Jimmy Fallon's doing today?
What is that?
He wanted everybody to show support for each other this afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern, which is noon our time, that you're supposed to open up a window or go outside and bang on a cowbell, the cowbell challenge to show support for each other. I went, I don't have a cowbell either. I don't even know anybody who does. Well, actually, that's not true. I know musicians in this town that they probably have a cowbell. Pots and pans work fine as well.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
So if you're interested. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is twofold. Number one, if you're interested, noon today. Number two, if some idiot in your neighborhood is out there banging on pots, noon, don't call the cops. They have not finally lost it.
Here's my only issue with this is that if I go out there and go to bang my cowbell that I find randomly in my office somewhere.
Or your pots and pans.
Or my pots and pans. And I get out there and nobody else does it with me, then I'm going to feel like the lunatic in the neighborhood that bangs pots and pans.
Whatever. Maybe you're the only one that's supportive.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe the rest of these people need to stop being so selfish.
Oh, God.
Is that not the lesson that we're learning from these from these times? Stop being so selfish. That's the lesson.
How cool is that if you have it in your mind that you might be the only one doing it, and then you go outside, and then you look to your left, and someone's outside with pot and pans.
Swear to God, I'm doing it.
Okay, well, I'll text you when we get home. We got to do it like 11:45. We'll do a group text to remind everyone to go outside.
No,
Jess, I'm sorry you don't have any pots and pans right here. Sorry.
No, I'll just go do it at noon.
Okay. Well, I want to text you. I want to videotape.
Please, please limit.
She's so bad.
Limit the texts. Thank you. Love you, Kayla.
Turn it upside down on a pillow. It's all good. No, we'll just do it. However, it's spearheaded by our former esteemed fearless leader and Las Vegas radio legend, Cat Thomas. There is a group of the fellas that are getting together tonight at 8 o'clock our time. Cat's in St. Louis these days.
And he
misses his buddies. And there's a big group text of about 12 of us, just the guys. And we're all going to get together on a video conference tonight, and we're going to have a drink together.
Oh, that's really sweet, actually.
Cool. At 8 o'clock tonight, we're all going to go stand out in our driveways.
I have a brunch scheduled for Sunday at 12 with some girlfriends.
Same thing, video
that's
conference.
Very fun.
Yeah, we're like, let's get our mimosas, cook whatever you want, whatever, and we'll get on our video chat.
Our boss also would like us to do, like dinner as a show.
Yeah.
But with listeners. I say lunch. I said, lunch is easier.
Yeah, it is.
Lunch is easier. Nobody wants us for dinner.
Nobody. But lunch, I was watching their shows.
Lunch we could do.
Yeah, I'm
lunch
in.
You can do it.
I have to bring my lunch here to the station. It's tea time with little Jess at that time.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to. Well, yeah, but that's a couple minutes. We can work around you. We can work around your schedule.
Are you guys going to have it without me?
No, that's easy.
No, we would not have it without you.
We can do it. It's easy. Yeah, but anyway. So I thought that was nice. We're awaiting Chloe's arrival. So here's what's happening. Chloe won a contest. We did a, it was a Chet Buchanan show. It's a contest. It was the self-isolation scavenger hunt. We gave you three items to find and to take pictures of and then put it up on our Instagram or tag us on Instagram. And Chloe was one of the two winners, and it was her birthday on Monday. And I said, well, we've got a little bonus for you. And she was like, Chet Buchanan show shirt? And
we were
like,
she loves him, yeah.
Like, no, because we can't, you're not allowed in our building.
Uh-huh.
But we think we have a solution. Chloe is actually going to drive to our back door. She actually doesn't live very far from the radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So she's actually going to pull up reasonably close to our back door. Kayla is going to run out, throw the shirt in her car window.
Yes.
Slam the door and run back in.
Yes. That's the plan anyhow. I can't promise that I'll actually make it through the car window, but I'm going to do my best.
You can do it.
Yeah. I'm not Tom Brady by any means, but I
Are you going to go overhand or underhand?
I got to go overhand.
Please say overhand.
I'm going to go overhand.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, we have non-coronavirus breaking news. Non-coronavirus breaking news.
Impossible.
I don't know if you're aware. The police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, have been trying to track down a loose cow ever since it escaped back in January. Why has it been so difficult? Well, according to the Pembroke Pines police, it's fun to say Pembroke Pines police. They say the cow is, quote, faster than it looks.
That's good.
Anyway,
it's an athletic cow.
After 2 months, they finally spotted the cow on Tuesday and captured it by chasing it into an enclosed area, thereby negating its speed advantage.
That's very funny.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good time.
Cows can be fast, man.
In other news, with more people indoors than really ever in history right now, animals are roaming the earth and taking over. This is how they're living it up. Apparently, 14 elephants in Yunnan, China. Not Wuhan, Yunnan.
Yunnan, China.
Anyway, 14 elephants in China recently broke into a farm that was empty because owners are self-quarantining. The elephants wound up drinking 66 pounds of corn wine. Pictures now going viral of two. A picture. Kayla's shocked. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you sad for the elephant?
I feel really bad for
them. No, well, you're going to feel worse because a picture is now going viral of two of the elephants passed out drunk.
Oh, my God.
Live your best life now, animals. It's all yours. This has been non-coronavirus breaking news. Sort of. On the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, so Chloe is here. If you missed it earlier, we played a Chet Buchanan Show instant contest, ladies and gentlemen. Instant contest! A self-isolation scavenger hunt, and Chloe was one of the winners, and it was her birthday. When was your birthday, Chloe? Monday?
Yes.
Is that Jeff who is head-to-toe masked and gloved?
I was running errands.
Oh, is that you?
It's crazy. Yeah, that's me.
You'll never be too careful. Never be too careful. Literally, he's head to toe covered.
I kept my mask on so you guys can see it. Here, no, I'll step out the car so you can see it too.
Yeah, no, you're a good looking man. You don't need to. You can take the mask off. Cover We're okay. Up. You know what? If we gotta get infected, it might as well be by you.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Not today.
Right.
Nope, not today. Nobody's getting it. Because you know what? Even if you take that mask off, we're social distancing. We're not getting anywhere close to you. So, Kayla, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Kayla, hang on. Have you dialed in? Are you already dialed in?
I'm ready. I'm line two.
Ready to go? Lil Jesse, are you ready to video? All right. On your mark, get set, go. Run. Kayla's, don't forget the shirt. Kayla, don't forget the shirt. Kayla, you forgot the shirt. Almost forgot the shirt. All right, run. They're running out. They're going through the hallway right now. I imagine they're taking a right turn, heading towards the door. Kayla, where are you?
I am at the door right now. I'm at the bathroom.
Okay, run outside. Not closer than 6 feet.
Wait, is this?
It's right there. No, you're too far away. No, you're too far away. Get closer. No closer than that. No, good. Stop. No, stop.
Right here.
You're too close. Now you're too close. Okay, good.
Wait, right here.
She's 10 feet away. She's maybe 15 feet away.
Okay.
This is good. Overhand toss. 1, 2, 3, go. She threw. Oh, just missed. The throw was just slightly short. No, don't you go near it.
Man.
You make Chloe get out and get
that.
Get
it. Chloe,
yeah, you know what? Jeff's got gloves and he's got a mask. He's safe. He's got the shirt. They've got the shirt. Nice work, everybody. And everyone is still healthy. Good job. And Chloe got her shirt. Happy birthday, Chloe.
Bye.
Jeff, have a great weekend. We love you guys.
You too.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I totally forgot this from earlier. I like at 3:44 o'clock this morning. I don't know what it was. I put on Facebook, your quarantine name is how you feel right now and the last thing you ate. I was excited boiled egg.
Nice.
Boiled egg. How do you feel right now and the last thing you ate? While you think about it. Lori B was anxious animal fries. Brian was sleepy filet of fish. Ashley was tired hot pocket. Allison was annoyed hot dog. Spencer, my boy Spencer Diller was overwhelmed cookie. Blaine, who does radio in Detroit.
Yes.
He's awesome. Anxious banana. Angie was tired taco. Not bad. How do you feel? Oh, our boy Jim Lambright. Weird pork chop.
That's cute.
Ooh, trapped popcorn. That's a good one. Pamela's trapped popcorn. Oh, Christopher's now he's trying to be funny. Sad boogers. Gross. How do you feel right now on the last thing you ate?
So I was going to say sad. Mine was sad rice cake.
Are you sad?
Well, I'm sad because I can't. Because there's some circumstances that I can't control. My friend's getting married. I can't be there. So I'm sad for that. Oh, I'll get over it in a few days, but yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. There was a development in that today.
Yeah, there was a huge development.
What is it?
So I called the venue yesterday because Florida made the announcement that they're going to do a quarantine. I think they're only doing 2 weeks and her wedding is in 3, basically.
Yeah.
And so I was like, they shut down all the bars for 30 days. What are you going to do? And the venue they're having it at is a museum. So the museums are shut down for 30 days per the governor, like any sort of public. Yeah. So I called the venue and the venue said to me, all the events in April have been canceled. But someone at the event told Chelsea, the bride, that it was okay that she could still have her wedding because it was all outdoors. And so it was like...
Oh, so somebody at the venue?
Somebody else at the venue told Chelsea that. The person I talked to, the wedding person who coordinates all that stuff, said that all the events in April had been canceled. I go, well, you need to call the bride because this is not... She's like, well,
why are you calling the venue?
Because if they had already booked another date, Chelsea was working yesterday. If they had booked another date, I wanted to change my flights so I could book a flight immediately.
Oh, and you couldn't talk to Chelsea.
Yeah, she was working from sunup to sundown yesterday.
Because
she's a hairstylist, so they're slammed right now because they're worried they're going to get into a quarantine and no one's going to be able to get their hair done.
But why wouldn't they self-isolate anyway, just like the rest of us are doing?
I don't know.
Florida.
I know.
Florida. How do you feel right now on the last thing you ate?
Energetic Ramen.
That's what I'm talking about. right there.
Energetic Ramen's a good band name.
Wait, a new one just came in too, Tom. Constipated M&Ms.
You need help.
I don't know. Yeah, right? We need to get you out of the house so you can get to the doctor, bro.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do that. Wait, where did the music go for this? I don't know. I don't know what has happened. It appears things have changed.
No.
Kayla and I can sing.
Oh, no, it's right there. No. No. Well, that's kind of already involved. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, here's Kayla in the other room thinking no one's listening.
You didn't.
Singing You Should Be Sad.
You think that you are. You can feel the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars.
That was all I was able to get out of it. For no reason, there's Kayla singing You Should Be Sad. Let's
go! The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Little Jess, you want to go first today? You look prepared. You look more prepared than the rest of us. You do.
Just that one day out of the year. I got it.
You know what? Glad I was paying attention.
Yeah, I got to acknowledge the class of 2020, man. I know it's kind of a downer that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with your graduation and what's going to happen with your prom and all that stuff. But I just want you to know, those of us that are thinking about you, we are thinking about you guys. And maybe later it can be made up. But what's important is that you just keep on moving forward. You graduate and all of your, you know. We're going to move forward together. We got y'all.
We have many prom plans for when this is all over.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And by we, I mean me. I haven't really talked to anybody else about it. But yeah, so, that's a good one.
Yep, man. To the class of 2020.
That's a good one. You is?
You is. You,
okay.
The greatest person in the world.
Now? Now?
And also to the teachers of the class of 2020, you are.
You're already done. You're already done.
We know it's not you is.
Oh, no, we got it. That's why I always say you just might be. Because they said, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you determine the greatest person in the world? And by the way, you're grammatically incorrect. So that's so honestly, funny. That's a true story. When we first started doing Greatest Person in the World, we took some grief.
I know. I was like, what is that about?
Anyway, Kayla, what's yours?
I just actually got a text from someone. If you're not familiar, there's a place called Sun City Anthem up in Henderson, up in the hills up there.
Sure.
And it's a 55 and over community, so a lot of older folks are there. I just got a text from my friend who works up there and said, this is going around, and it's a photo. Someone is walking around all the houses and leaving a note on each of the doors. It says, let me pull it up real quick. Hi, I'm willing to go to the store for you, whatever you need in this time. Please reach out. Leaves a phone number, and it's only signed Jay. I don't know who Jay is, but I think it's really cool that they're willing to do that. And so I don't know if they're charging or anything like that, but the idea that you're even reaching out at all for some people that might be isolated, you is.
Oh, sorry.
The greatest person in the world.
You caught me off guard a little bit with that. Yeah. I was a little quick on the you is. I was ready to go. Oh, I just had one. I just had one, and now I just totally forgot because I saw it's National Ravioli Day, and literally that's the only thing going on, so we should celebrate. Oh, no, I know what it was. For everybody who's putting your Christmas lights back up.
Aw.
That is cool.
I love that. Somebody just popped off with that the other day. My buddy in Seattle who works on one of those radio stations, they just went ahead and they flipped their radio station back to all Christmas music.
I love that.
They just figured, why not?
Really like that.
They just figured, why not? I think it's a fun idea. And just, I can think of three different people right now in our neighborhood that might go ahead and do it. It ain't going to be me because I don't even put my stuff up at Christmas. Well, you know, toy drive. I'm tired.
I get it.
Might have to put our stuff. Now that's never happening. and I was planning on doing taxes this weekend, and I just found out that they've moved it back to July 15th.
Oh, did they push everything back? That's amazing.
Yeah, it defeats the whole thing now. Well, I'll just do nothing again this weekend. but for everybody who is putting their Christmas stuff back up, you just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Doja Cat, and Say So, Doja, D-O-J-A, if you're looking it up to, you know, put that in your playlist, whatever. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC, and the radio.com app. I already know. Kayla, name one thing that you're looking forward to this weekend. Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Hallmark Christmas movies all weekend long, starting today at noon.
I'm sorry, because I knew hers would be easy. So after you go out in your driveway and bang on your pots and pans at noon.
And then I'm going to go straight back in and watch Hallmark movies all weekend long.
Do you know what the first one is?
I don't know what the first one is, surprised. But I know the last one is going to be Christmas in Rome, and that's so good.
What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Brunch with some ladies on Sunday. Via video chat.
Yeah, okay. Like,
I ain't crazy.
I was like, be clear. And people.
That's cool, though.
People would show up with torches and pitchforks, 6 feet apart, of course.
Of course.
But they would show up and be like, you're not social distancing.
What are you looking forward to?
Tonight, same idea. We're video chatting with our old boss, Kat Thomas.
Awesome.
There's going to be like 10 of us on the Blue Jeans app or one of those meeting apps.
I like that. Yeah.
We're all going to have a drink together out in the driveway.
Very fun.
The funny part of that is four of us are in that neighborhood. Because his house was kind of in the center of all of ours. And so there's going to be four of us out in front of our respective houses.
In your driveway.
Yet we'll be able to see each other.
That's very funny.
And we'll be on the video.
All I can think about is how I want to drive through your neighborhood as if it was like Christmas lights. Like, yeah. I'm going to see Christmas lights, but I want to see you guys in your driveway.
And see the dopes out in front of their house swilling beer.
Yep.
I may take a chair and a cooler.
Yeah, chill out.
I might do it.
I can't imagine it would be like a quick call. Like, you guys are to chill out and relax and talk like your bros. Yeah. So.
See, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
It's not all bad. I want to watch that Richard Jewell movie today, too. Which is probably a suck fest, but whatever.
I heard it's good. So I'm going to have to take a review on it from you because I'm hesitant as well.
Dump months. That's what I learned from Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll meet back here on Monday. Thank you for making us part of your new normal. And make the best of it.
Yep.
Stay the F home. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for this.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Thank you again to our buddies at Meineke. Meineke, Vegas strong, an essential business through this crisis. Meineke Car Center is offering a synthetic blend oil change for only $12.95. You heard it right. $12.95. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it because Meineke is here for our community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.